Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Will it be a red October? Probably won't get to that. I'll discuss it tonight in the live stream visit. FDA and the Health and Human Services require everyone to disclose ingredients on, well, everything you eat or drink, but not what they want you to inject into your body. Why? New evidence shows there is some, well, suspicious stuffs floating around in the vaccines. And we can't know where they want to manufacture these things. Why? Why were the production facilities redacted from the FDA approval letter? The best way to approach a religious exemption from vaccination coercion. We'll be acting as a church body on this question on October 10, 2021, and providing a letter of conscientious objection against forced vaccinations. Or you could become an apostle for unelected New York Governor Kathy, is it Hochul? Hochul? Hochul, I think. Hochul Hokum, I think. You're not familiar with the word hokum? Means nonsense. Experts say the word hokum is a portmanteau. Isn't that a great word? It refers to a word that where the sounds are blended from and the meanings from two or more words into one expression. So a portmanteau of hocus pocus and bunkum. Hokum refers to nonsense or to the, quote, trite and mawkish content in a creative work, end quote, according to the Free Dictionary by Farlex. Went to church, you know, old hokum hokul, and preached the gospel of vaccines. More on that. The war is on. Parents are standing up for their children and demanding the schools recognize the priority of their rights over the rights of government. The statist educational establishment in America have for too long assumed the children belong to them. So what do the government educators do when they face a little resistance from the real divinely appointed stewards of these little children? Well, they define these parents as terrorists, and they call on Biden to use domestic terrorism laws to target these concerned parents. Wow. If you continue this irrational submission to this government tyranny that's risen up in our land, including these medical mandates, which are not law, by the way, you're going to find all your human rights trampled into the dirt, like everywhere else in the world where this kind of thing has been allowed to happen. China, for example, I told you, resist now while you still have some rights left. If you continue to wait until it all blows over, you're going to get blown over and plowed under. It's time for choosing. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
COVID death toll near 700,000. And that's after they turned down or reduced the cycling on the PCR test. And after they quit counting motorcycle accidents as COVID deaths. You know what I mean. They quit requiring doctors to count anyone who dies with COVID as having died of COVID. You know, after that, they have 700,000 now. But they did, I think, count in that number the 48,000 plus Medicaid and Medicare patients who died within 14 days of receiving their COVID shots. Oh, well, that's fair, right? 48,000 plus. Yeah, Medicaid and Medicare patients who died within 14 days of receiving their COVID vaccination. But while they might be counted in this number of COVID deaths, they're not counted in the total of vaccination adverse events because the good old CDC and FDA and their crowd cooperated with one another in their complicity to defraud the American people and contrived to manipulate the definition of vaccinated to 14 days after your second dose. Yeah, you're not vaccinated until 14 days after your second dose. So they were not considered vaccination-related deaths, you see, because, well, they weren't vaccinated, You understand? And the point, because you're too stupid to see through this, they think anyway. And the point is, you cannot believe anything these people tell you. But they are telling us the death toll of COVID is reaching 700,000 in America. Okay. Anyone else notice that the more people get vaccinated, the more people get sick with COVID? Everyone except the CCP, bought and paid for, fact checkers and MSM knows that Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world and is experiencing the highest COVID case and death rate from COVID in the world. Didn't Fauci lately admit natural immunity is, after all, more robust and enduring than anything his vaccine can provide? You know, after kind of trying to squirrel away from that question, he's finally come around to admit it. Fauci is a scientist, right? I mean, he did not already know that. Maybe it's another one of those situations like with masks, you know, where before COVID, he advised against using masks to protect yourself or others from something so small as a virion particle. You know, COVID particles are 125 nanometers in average. Using something like one of those masks manufactured by China that you buy at your local pharmacy or that you buy online or manufactured anywhere for that matter. Because the small virus particles pass through those masks so easily, he said, you don't need to wear a mask to protect you. It's not going to protect you from a flu virus. You see, they're only 85% effective against anything larger than 230 nanometers. I did tell you the COVID particle is 125 nanometers. And they are considered only really useful to block airborne particles that are 300 nanometers or larger. So, you know, if you do the math, you see that a little invisible virus particle that's 125 nanometers versus 300 nanometer openings in your mask, you get, listen, they're almost three times larger than the particle, the hole is, in your mask. I mean, let's not even get started talking about the homemade cloth mask. Good night. So here's the message, folks. Fauci and the CDC and the FDA and HHS and the rest of them, all the government established doctors, they all know for a fact that, and this was in CDC documentation earlier on, it's totally well known that masks do not protect you from a COVID particle, something that small. They know that every box of masks you buy has a disclaimer that tells you that, but they expect that you're so stupid you just don't even bother to read. You listen to what they say and that's it. But they keep telling you, wear the mask. So maybe you should ask, what's going on here? But back to the point. No, wait. Actually, that is the point. They're liars. You can't trust them. If you are really worked up over concern about getting COVID and dying, and I don't mock you for that. There is a concern. The first thing you need to do to protect yourself and your family is stop listening to phony Fauci or to anyone connected to him. He lied about the origins of this virus. He lied about his participation in gain-of-function research. He lied to Congress and to the American people. And you think he's telling you the truth about these vaccines? You've got to be kidding me. He lied about HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine. The CDC and the FDA made policies that were based on, you know, not allowing doctors to prescribe it and so on. They made these policies based on what is now called the Lancet study. And it supposedly proved scientifically that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, was dangerous to use as early treatment for COVID, right? 3 months after that study was proved to be bogus, fake, fraud, phony, a sham, a hoax, quackery, hookem, a con, a scam, proved. 3 months afterwards, FDA is making policies based on that study. The evidence was so damning, Lancet pulled the study from their site. They couldn't leave it up. They were being assaulted by too much truth. Lancet retracted the study. They said, quote, several concerns were raised with respect to the veracity of the data and analyses conducted by Surgisphere Corporation and its founder and our co-author, Sapan Desai, in our publication. And by the way, does Jacques Cugnot of EcoHealth Alliance fame was up to his neck in this study. They were blocked. That is, Lancet was blocked from reviewing the study. So they withdrew. Get this. Quote, the study was allegedly based on data analysis of 96,032 patients hospitalized with COVID-19 between December 20, 2019 and April 14, 2020 from 671 hospitals worldwide. The database, according to The Guardian, could not be verified. It was false. The author of the article reporting this study in The Lancet said, I'm truly sorry. He admitted, quote, I did not do enough to ensure that the data source was appropriate for this use. For that, and for all the disruptions, both directly and indirectly, I am truly sorry. How about for all the lives that were lost when these scientists, falsely so-called, little biblical expression there, used that study fraudulently to deny this treatment to hundreds of thousands of patients in our community? Somebody said 85% of the 700,000 deaths could have been avoided. But CNN used this study to warn everyone against using HCQ. They reported that seriously ill COVID-19 patients who were treated with hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine were more likely to die or develop dangerous irregular heart rhythms. And it was all a lie, even though they referred for support to this study published in Lancet. So after it was retracted, and Lancet retreated in shame, I mean, you know, tail tucked, embarrassment and humiliation at being caught in such an outrageous act of medical and publication fraud, did CNN retract their statement or even report on the exposure of the fraud? None that I can find. Fauci was visibly upset that HCQ Therapeutic got public notice and began right away denouncing it as having, quote, not been studied in relation to the coronavirus, end quote. He insisted there was no, quote, no proven drug to treat COVID except the vaccine. He went on and on about not enough known and so on and referred to statements coming from many doctors that HCQ was proving to be an effective treatment against COVID, if used early, as nonsensical and false. Oh, this wicked man, the blood that's on his hands. After The Lancet published the Surgisphere study, Fauci smiled when he was reporting that studies show HCQ is ineffective as a treatment for COVID. He really liked having that study there available to him then. He was referring to the then recent published study in The Lancet. Fauci is a liar. He said right out loud in front of God and everybody that no studies had been done supporting the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine against the coronavirus. He lied. Chloroquine had been studied as a drug to use against coronavirus infection. Friend, found to be effective. And that's why he freaked out when HCQ was mentioned to the public by our president. And I mean the real one, Trump. It freaked Fauci and his fellow conspirators. So they scrambled to repudiate the claim as quickly as possible. But here is the article from August 22, 2005. You heard me say 2005 in a publication called Virology Journal. And the title, Chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. Yeah. Upon this science, the drug HCQ was endorsed by the CDC 15 years ago for treatment of SARS-1 coronavirus. And yet the left continued to bow to Fauci, you know, like he's some sort of patron saint to their health or whatever. Like the surfers I used to hang with who wore the St. Christopher on their necklace thinking it was going to protect them from drowning in the waves. Like the three-eyed squeeze toy aliens in Toy Story called Little Green Men. This is good. They're green. You get it. They have really little minds. Anyway. And they worship the claw. And I'm talking about the toys in the Toy Story movie. Come on, man. Like those little green men, the brainwashed know who is in charge here, and it's Fauci. He chooses our remedy. Follow him, and he will take you to a better place. The claw. The claw. Woody said it's ludicrous. Right on, Woody. The claw moves when Fauci speaks. And then we have Hochul's Hokum, the unelected governor of New York who went to church. But the building, the roof stayed up. I've come up on my time. I'm not going to be able to develop this particular juicy little thought. So hold on to the break. I'll be right back. The claw, and the fate awaiting.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Fauci is a liar. Or did you not get that point from the first segment? The number one thing you need to do, really, if you are concerned that you're going to get COVID, and I'm not critical of anyone being concerned about any disease running around. I take loads of C and appropriate amounts of D to let the zinc do its thing, and magnesium and some selenium and a bunch of other supplements. I get it. And I watch what I eat, except when someone puts Cold Stone ice cream in front of me. Thank you, Steve. I totally believe in natural immunity. I totally believe in science. I totally don't believe in Fauci or the CDC or the FDA. They're not science. They're science falsely so-called, is what they're depending on. What these people have done to these once worthy of esteem institutions is itself criminal. Anyway, I left off with an effort to say to those who are Fauci bootlicking, brown-nosing, government-worshipping, lackey doormat stooges, oh, come on. You can take it. It's just true. Take a bit of reproof. You know you deserve it. Bowing to CCP puppets? This is disgraceful. It's time to stand up to this nonsense. We need to say this is ludicrous. With the exception that there is nothing amusing about any of this, which is part of the meaning of that word. Okay, so we left off with the image in our minds of the little green men, the squeezy toys in Toy Story, who worship the claw. And I was talking about how, like the left, these little green aliens are, all wearing their masks and lining up for their jabs. And how many of these are you going to take before you figure it out? These jabs, I mean, how many are you going to take before you figure out the vaccine doesn't work? How long will you go on wearing these stupid masks before you finally have had enough? Look, decide to take a little time and do some research for yourself. And how about someone just ask the simple question? Hey, Fauci, where's the science supporting all this hokum? The claw, is it going to save you? It's going to feed you to Sid. Yeah, that sadistic kid, the tyrannical CCP, is using the claw to carry you away into slavery. And so Fauci is the god, that's little g, by the way, of medical quackery. And Hochul is his priest or priestess or body with a, yeah, what are you going to do with this? The Lancet is gone as a medical journal of any reputation. It's gone as a serious medical. But trying to be all woke now and avoid using gender-specific terms like male and female, yeah, those are no longer in vogue. In a recent article, Lancet referred to a woman as a body with a, you know, I can quote this statement. It doesn't really embarrass me or bother me. I think it's uncouth. You know, I'm ready to go on a protest mode here. So in order to present this information to you on my show, I'll need to say, in order to avoid using the simple, respectful, tasteful designations, male and female, or man and woman, the Lancet decided to refer to a woman as bodies with, you know, the lady part that corresponds to the male part involved in making babies. Good night! The crudification, is that a word? Well, it is now. The crudification of our culture just marches on. The distasteful and insulting objectification and reductionism of men and women, or male and female, created in the image and likeness of their creator, to subordinating their entire identity to their sex organ, is offensive and should outrage all of us. As for the boorish brute-like, who have the moral sensitivity of dogs and hogs, who might snicker at my delicacy, who reduce everything into sexual terms, practically reducing the English language to one word. And you know the word I mean, sullying the glory of man and the undefiled marriage bed, the sublime union of the male and the female to become one, creating that unique bond that transcends all other unions and forming something so fundamental to the strength and structure of society as the family. Yeah, I have a thumb, but there's more that differentiates me from dogs than the opposable thumb. And there is more that differentiates male and female than their respective and today utterly disrespective reproductive organs. But I must congratulate Lancet for this at least. They have rediscovered the simple tests we've used traditionally to identify male and female among some animals where it's difficult upon superficial examination to discern. Only now we must add, when we're speaking of humans, the ones you were born with. Because medical science today does to bodies what it does to truth, generally. Butchers it. It makes it conform to some body's fantasy. Reality has been abandoned to fantasy. But I keep rant swerving, and I need to power out of this turn back into the straightaway. Fauci is the patron saint of fake medicine. And Hochul, pronounced Hochul like local, the fake governor of New York? Unelected is not what I mean. Fake is what I mean. She's fake. She went to the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn, a Christian-based religious corporation that has a registered membership of 37,000, and she called on the congregation there to become her apostles, to spread the message that the vaccines are from God and that it is God's will for everyone to get vaccinated. Well, happily, she did not say she received this in some kind of vision from God. She did not cite any scripture for this revelation. She got it from Fauci. Where else? She's Fauci's evangelist, and she is calling on all true believers to become apostles of the government's message. I mean, you want to talk about mixing church and state. The church in China, you know, is compelled by the CCP there to preach the communist government message, or at least nothing that contradicts it. She said in this church that anyone refusing to get vaccinated is not listening to God. Wow. It's all like, to break faith with me is to break faith with him. Hochul said she knows it's God's will for everyone to take the jab. Well, that's got to be the weirdest and dumbest thing I've ever seen or heard. And when she wanted to emphasize a point, she formed her hand into what, well, looked like a raptor claw. Someone else noticed it and mentioned that, and I looked, yeah. Now, really, I kid you not, I'll post the pic on my site. It's weird. She's the claw Fauci's using to come and grab you and pull you. All right, enough. I've had enough of this nonsense. You must stand, wrestle, and resist. The war is on, friends. Parents are standing up for their children and demanding that schools recognize the priority of their rights as parents in the lives of these children, over the presumed right of the government, the statist educational establishment elites in America, who have for too long thought they own the kids. So what do these government educators do when they get a little pushback? Well, they define these parents as terrorists when they are the terrorists. It's always that way in the lib world today. They're calling you what they are. They're saying you're doing, they're accusing you for what they're doing. And they call on Biden now to use domestic terrorism laws to target these concerned parents. A pastor and a veteran that spoke up for parents' rights before a school board were arrested and spent the night in jail because of this lunacy. I kid you not. It's crazy. We have given these wicked, perverse people power, and now, we're regretting it big time. We did not want to bother dealing with being on school boards. We said, let the world have the government. We don't care. We said, well, the devil owns the world anyway, so... And we thought voting unbelievers into positions of power over us was, well, that's no big deal. Har har. Or just not voting at all and letting the devil have it. We have the Constitution, right? Well, friend, you are figuring out now that the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper if no one is willing to step up and defend it from enemies, foreign and domestic, and it's your turn. Why? You think the founders wrote the Constitution and that fixed everything? They knew better. John Jay, our first Supreme Court Chief Justice, expressed concern that the American people, even in his day, did not seem to understand the importance that Christians choose genuine Christian people to govern them. Our founders understood that if you put people in power who deny the foundation truth supporting our liberties, that they are endowed to every man by our Creator, and not granted to them by men, well, you will not long keep your liberties. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the spirit of Antichrist reigns or prevails in hearts, there is tyranny. Get my book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. That makes some people squirm. I don't understand why. Who do you want to rule? Do you want unbelievers to rule it? It's better in the hands of believers. Maybe I should have said why genuine Christianity should be the prevailing paradigm in every government. But anyway, I decided to express what the founders said so often. Patrick Henry, for example, who declared this nation was built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can go through so many, and many of them are in my book. Not Hochul's hokum about vaccine mandates being divine. God did not endow government with sovereignty over our bodies. But he did endow mankind with certain inalienable rights, and our Constitution instructs government to back off and leave him alone. And while I certainly do trust God, absolutely, I certainly do not trust these yahoos at all that are running government right now. They can't even withdraw from Afghanistan without botching it and exposing Americans to disaster and death and murder and rape. I'm supposed to trust these people with my health decisions? I don't think so. You gotta go. But look into this whole vaccine thing and study it out, my friends. I have, and I don't want anything to do with it. But God has made it simple for all of us. He has so totally exposed the people pushing this vaccine as a pack of liars. That we know. And that should be all you need to know. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net, and find the Contact Us button and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com.